Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Drive is live, and I don't call it soft, Lock Dog. I call it old. You're a daddy, baby. You got a little girl. Now you don't like that curbside stuff. You want to get your own pizza? I hear you, man. I like it. The Drive is live. Ron Ugly is out today, and my man, Sean Bajani, is in the house. How we doing today,
Sean?
What's
up, partner? Appreciate you. Thanks for hopping on my show last night for a little bit, even though I was talking crap about you.
Yeah. I tell you what, I enjoyed it, man. I love doing a little evening radio, man, breaking bread.
Oh,
I don't have to watch my mouth. You know what I mean? Although I did not cuss, Tyler, I'll have you know I did not cuss.
FCC regulations still apply. That whole, what do they call it, beyond like 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock, well, whatever it is? The
witching hour.
Well here's the deal, though, Sean. Like, I've got to loosen up on this. I wish I were better. Or really, I wish I didn't care as much. But you know, I care about, you know, the old boy that's or mom that's driving down the street listening, who we greatly appreciate, and got the little ones in the back, and maybe doesn't want to hear, you know, the little one to hear me. I don't want to talk about anybody else, but me in particular, maybe talk about certain things.
Mm-hmm. Earmuffs.
And so maybe I shouldn't care as much, but I do. And at night, I just feel like you can kind of let them hang a little bit, you know?
We definitely let them hang.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, check it out, man. These Astros are rocking and rolling right now. Astros are trying to avoid being swept for the third time this year in six series. Let that sink in. How's that feel? How's that feel, Astros fan? I know the Astro fan in me, when Tyler put his little Instagram video out today and I listened to that thing, when he said it, I went, oh, six series this year and you might get swept in three of them. Boy, that is a dagger to the heart right there now. But the Astros are playing right now. It is a tie game, 1-1. J.P. Francis on the bump, and that man Yordan Alvarez has already gone yard. He hit one oppo into the Crawford box. I heard TK and them boys talking about, boy, if Yordan was right-handed in this ballpark, it would be absolutely beautiful,
yeah,
wouldn't it?
You want a fun fact on that homer Yordan hit?
Give it to me.
That home run today by Yordan is a home run in one major league ballpark.
This one.
That is Minute Maid. We'll take it.
Yes, indeed. A couple of quick things to note.
Damn, was it that cheap?
Yes. A couple of things to know in this particular game. One change in the lineup did happen. Bregman is now hitting third in between Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker. And look, a lot has been made about this lineup, Sean. I think early on when Alvarez was struggling a little bit, Bregman was struggling a little bit. You know, maybe there were some folks that didn't like Yordan Alvarez and Kyle Tucker batting the two-hole and the three-hole. They wanted more of the traditional Bregman up there, ducks on the pond. I'm one of those guys. I'll be honest with you. If I had it my way, if I were making out a lineup sheet, I would be less inclined to bat Yordan Alvarez too, and I'd be more inclined to bat him third or fourth. I like Bregman in his terms. Even if he's struggling at the plate, he's still got a great eye. His on-base percentage is higher than you would think for a struggling hitter. Maybe not right this second, but over the last handful of years. So I would bat him more in your traditional RBI slots in a lineup. Personally, mm-hmm. I would.
Yeah.
But I do understand that, hey, getting your better hitters at the top of the lineup over a season, hell, over six series, it gives them a handful more at bats than everybody else.
Sometimes even a game.
Sure. Well, yes, yeah, and that's why you do it, right? It's for the one moment. But we view everything, especially in baseball, 162 games. We view it in bigger picture, and so you get those guys. Hell, like I said, in a month, you get them 5, 6, 7, 8 more at bats than you typically would. So I get it all, but just I like the ability. Or the willingness, if you will, of Espada to play with the lineup a little bit and bump Bregman in between these two guys in an effort to get Bregman rolling as well as Tucker swinging it a little bit better. I know both of those guys have swung it better of late and aren't necessarily quote unquote slumping. It's early in the season to talk about one batter slumping, but I do like the proactive approach, if you will, Sean, of kind of getting some guys. Jump started in the lineup, especially at the top of this lineup.
I think what it is, and Espada's the one that invoked Bregman for, you know, the reason of breaking Alvarez and Tucker up. I think because Bregman has been starting to swing a better bat, when that's happening, he's seeing the ball better too, and nobody's got a better set of eyes around the plate than Alex Bregman in terms of determining what and what is not yep. a strike. So I think the thought process there is without really moving guys up and down significantly within that top five, you're still lengthening the lineup by putting Bregman in at three because he's probably going to work a walk or two a game in that instance when he's right, and you're giving Tucker an opportunity to get up to the plate with more men on base, with Altuve and Yordan getting on like plus 35. Altuve is like getting on base 40% of the time. Okay, right now. So there's more opportunities for him. So I like that idea. This is the 16th different batting order that Joe Espada's utilized this season for the Astros. It's game number 20.
Yeah.
16 out of 20 games for a guy who I swear up and down a few days before the regular season even started, and he was talking about Yordan Alvarez being in the two hole, and he's probably going to be there more times than not this season.
Yep.
Not going to tinker with the lineup. He's tinkered the hell out of this lineup, and it's not just been because Jose Abreu stinks.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you mentioned Abreu's name because I was fixing to lean into that. I mean, I think Abreu's probably responsible for at least four or five of those lineup changes because he's slid so far in the lineup, been in and out of the lineup more than typical. He's usually one of those guys like Tucker and Bregman that play damn near every single game, and so that's a reason there. And I do think with Yordan Alvarez in and out of the lineup and not being an everyday DH, as well as the ability with Diaz to have him in and out of the lineup in terms of I'm talking about defensively and him being the DH, I think that does allow them the flexibility to move the lineup around, because then you got Caratini, you got obviously White Boy Chaz and whoever the hell you want to put in center field at this point in time. Jake Meyer's issue has made it also a situation where Dubon has had to play more in center field.
Is today.
And so, yeah, so the lineup has to change when those are the things. So I think there's some good, some bad reasons why there's so many lineups that we've seen. Nonetheless, just get it figured out, right? That's one of those things for me. If I'm being honest with you, like I would have it, like I told you, I would be more traditional and do it a little bit differently. I'm not a left-right guy. I would just have my bigger bats in RBI positions out of the gate. But I see the method of the madness, so I don't give a damn how it lands. Let's just get this thing figured out so that when the games get more and more important as the season goes along, which we're a long way away from, they got the best lineup thing put out there.
Yeah, I mean, but keep in mind, too, I mean, Alvarez hitting it two behind a guy that gets on base anywhere from 35 to 37% of the time from a career standpoint, and Jose Altuve, who coming into this game is getting on base 45% of the time.
Yeah.
It's always an RBI opportunity for Yordan Alvarez. It's half the time an RBI opportunity for Yordan Alvarez because of his gap power, because of his home run ability, because of his ability to just be a complete hitter. You already saw it today. Just so happened Altuve wasn't on. Bregman working a walk. Tucker, RBI opportunity. Who's swinging at a better bat these days than Yiner Diaz has been to start this season? I know he's cooled a little bit, but hell, one for one today and got a hit yesterday as well. Jeremy Peña right behind him. I mean, things can start clicking with this Astros ball club from a hitting perspective. It's just, they haven't played maybe but two or three complete games this season, and that's really been the issue, generally speaking.
Roller coaster, man. It's been a roller coaster. A couple other things real quick on the Astros front. Framber Valdez expected to return to the rotation during this next road trip, which is a six-game road trip, I believe, at Washington, at Chicago Cubs. So Framber, I think the news there for Framber is, and maybe, Sean, you'll know this, maybe there's already been an announcement, but I don't remember being told exactly what the hell was wrong with Framber Valdez. I know it was a soreness in the elbow that was felt playing catch, whatever, but to me, I was left, like, I'll be honest with you, in my mind, I was like, I have no idea when Fromber's coming back.
Yeah, I don't think anybody really did know because all they did was say we're going to shut him down for a couple of days, and then they went dark for about 5 days.
Right. They didn't even do an MRI.
then they told us it's a good thing he's not on IO. Well, then he went on IO. So
I don't know that they said that they didn't do an MRI. I just don't think that they confirmed. And that's really the problem is that you don't really know, but when Framber says, hey, I feel like playing catch today, which he did about 3 days ago when he wasn't even supposed to, when Urquidy and who was it, JV and some other guy, they were playing catch in the outfield. Oh, Garcia, that's who it was.
Garcia, but okay.
Framber said, hell, I'm going to go throw two. It was just a little light toss, but he wasn't supposed to be out there. He didn't need to be out there. He was feeling good enough. He was like, hey, let me give it a shot. Like, I like that. That's that dog mentality. And if he's good to go, then we need him to be good to go. Because all of a sudden, now Clint, with Justin Verlander coming back Friday, it's been determined, his spot has said it, those words came out of his mouth, that's a huge shot in the arm. Framber coming back is a huge shot in the arm. You're just a few weeks away from Jose Urquidy potentially coming back, that's another shot in the arm. All of a sudden, what everybody's been freaking out about for the last 4 weeks of the season starting is an embarrassment of riches, options, and stoppers, which the Astros have not had outside of Ronel Blanco and
Christian Javier, baby.
All praise and glory to El Reptil, Christian Javier, for the start to the season that he's had.
Well, you stole my fourth quarter thunder there, Sean, damn it. Verlander, the other news. Verlander, they've announced start on Friday in Washington. So, to your point.
Huge.
To your point. Framber Valdez being back, Justin Verlander being back. It's obvious what those two arms do to the rotation. But I'm going to tell you, I don't know that this clubhouse is – I think the chemistry is spot on. I think the veteran experience is spot on. I think this clubhouse, there's a chance that the leadership – maybe a little bit suspect relative to the level of success that the Astros have had up to this point. I think when Correa leaves, I think when Maldonado leaves, I think when Abreu's struggling, Verlander's hurt away from the team, I think there's a lot of alphas that made you at least feel confident about these shaky situations that has either been with the team and hurt, so they haven't physically been with the team, or they're gone. I think there's a void of leadership. I only say all that to say Framber Valdez and Justin Verlander returning. We know what it means with just simply their arm, tangibly what they bring to the table. We talked briefly about it yesterday, man. I think the Verlander factor, not on the mound, I'm talking about the Verlander factor in the clubhouse every day, with these guys every day, day in, day out, I believe that's going to impact this team in a positive way.
I do too.
More now than probably it ever has, if we're being honest.
It may very well be the case. I mean, why not? For some of these younger pitchers, at least inexperienced, in the case of J.P. France, who's not necessarily young by Major League Baseball starting pitcher standards for a guy in his second full season as a starter. It's just the inexperience. And I've been saying this, I'll die on this hill. Justin Verlander is very important to a guy like Hunter Brown, who is somebody that he's mimicked his everything by. That's he's mini-me for Justin right. Verlander. And having him an extra set of eyes and ears and some advice, imparting knowledge on him, maybe being able to identify a guy who shares very similar mechanics with, a tell. Yeah. And maybe that already happened. Look at the start that Hunter Brown gave you last night. He gave you 6 quality innings. I don't think you could ask for any more, Clint, for a guy who couldn't even pitch 4 innings combined. His last 2 starts was just getting lit up, got blasted. And he gave you an opportunity to go win a ballgame last night. Unfortunately, your bullpen did not. Sean Dubin had a rough go of it. They tried to stretch him into 3 and only got 2 2/3 out of him, but Justin Verlander is vital. Invaluable to a team like this.
I just think his being in the dugout is there's a calming factor even to your position players when in your lineup when he's not on the bump. He's one of those veterans, one of those athletes that just being around the dude is at the very least calming, if not motivating, and not bringing everybody. You mentioned Hunter Brown. Obviously, this game's rocking and rolling right now. J.P. France just got through the 4th, which is a huge step,
a win for him
for
too.
What we're dealing with. So, let's talk about last night's game briefly. I think the silver lining, as you mentioned, it was another Astros game where it was tight down the stretch, and in the 9th inning, it got away from the Astros, and it was put out of reach. The bullpen lets the Braves put it out of reach. But I think the silver lining is Hunter Brown. Someone might think that Hunter Brown was pitching for his damn spot in this rotation based on what we've seen up to date. Hunter Brown needed a good outing. He went out there and gave us a quality start. I'm going to tell you, man, I obviously I'm on record. I like what I see from Hunter Brown from a standpoint of stuff. Like, he's got his stuff plays. If he can just figure this out and throw strikes and get the command and keep the mechanics tight, though apparently they got loose late last season, mm-hmm. and caused him some problems. But I love what I see there. And I'm going to tell you, man, I love the way that he addressed the media yesterday in talking about the adjustments that he's made. And it's not even about what he says here, y'all. It's more about the tone. You mentioned a guy having dog earlier. I just believe the dude's got a little bit something. He's got a little something to him. Yeah. I think he's got a little something to him. And I love hearing what I heard from Hunter Brown yesterday. Here he is after the game and after that quality start.
That's probably the worst, if not one of the worst outings of my life. So, you know, I was chomping at the bit to get back out there. You know, I got my teammates' support, you know, leading up to this outing. So, you know, I want to go out there and try and deliver some quality innings. It's not very often that, you know, you can give up more than 10 hits in an inning and, you know, not point to a multitude of reasons of not being successful.
The reason I love it is because it had been very easy in that moment for a me guy to say, hey, man, I feel great about my outing. I did this better. I did that better. I was this. I was that. And he says, no, but let me take a minute and explain how bad my last start was and let you know that ain't what I'm used to, mm-hmm. right? And then let me tell you that there were several things that I needed to work on, and I went in and I grinded and worked on them, and you saw what the results are. I love the tone. I love the focus and the mindset of where he's at, and you can tell how disappointed he was. Even after a quality start, going out there and having his stuff and pitching well, you could tell that last outing was still, I mean, unbelievably painful to him. And that's the way it should be. That's the way I want my guys to be. Is I want in a month, I want him to still be telling us, hey, man, you know that start back in mid-April?
Painful, but maybe eye-opening, sure. too. I think he was tipping. I think he was tipping. I think those are sometimes very difficult things to correct because that might be something that you've kind of grown into a habit of doing. And again, for a guy who's able to identify that more quickly, that's the game within the game. That's the chess match. That's the ability to take your game to the next level. And for a guy like Hunter Brown to have potentially identified that and changed that, maybe focused a little bit more on executing pitches in big situations. Look, last night, Acuna got on base, stole second base, stole third base. Hunter Brown didn't look at him once. Why? I think he's focused on his mechanics, ain't worried about what that dude's doing on the bag. And as was the case last night in the first inning, he trusted his catcher to gun that dude down at third base and told him to go sit his ass back down in the dugout.
All right, this is a Joe Espada defining moment in Houston, y'all. My man's got to be more critical of this team, man. He is absolutely got to be more critical of this team. I'm going to throw some numbers out there to you and play a little bit of audio from last night after that Astros loss and tell you exactly what I'm talking about. Joe Espada, it's a defining moment for him in Houston, without a doubt.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ryan Hughley's out. Sean Bajani of Area 45, one half of Area 45, is in. Oh, as always, we greatly appreciate it.
Trying to keep it weird around here, man.
Come on, man. Come on, man. Anytime we can have you, we greatly appreciate it. The Astros are rocking and rolling right now. We'll always keep you updated on that. No need to go anywhere. Stay right here on Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader. J.P. France, 79 pitches in, 4 innings in, giving up 3 hits, 1 earned run. It is 1-1 right now. Yordan Alvarez has gone yard. He went oppo, put one in the Crawford boxes, and it was literally he just poked it on out of there, y'all. It's a beautiful thing. Absolutely beautiful thing. And had us talking earlier, boy, I would love to watch a right-handed Yordan in this ballpark. However, this game's rocking and rolling. Last night, the Astros did lose. It took their record to 6-13. They are fifth in the AL West right now. They got this game going on right now versus Atlanta, and then they go on the road for 2-3 game series. Go to Washington and to Chicago. And as we're speaking, 2 runs shot. Who hit that? Who hit that right there?
I don't know the face, but I'm waiting for the back of his jersey. Dang it. That was not a cheap home run. That was straightaway center
dead
field.
Dead center?
Yep.
Mm.
Mauricio Dubon had a bead on it, but ran out of yard. Didn't get there fast enough to climb the wall. That's Acuña.
Good God.
That's Acuña.
There you go. 3-1. 3-1 in the top of, what is it, top of five? 3-1. Is it 2-1 or 3-1? That was
it's
2-1,
to
right?
It's 2-1. That was a solo.
It's only a solo shot. Hello, look out. Now 2-1. Damage wasn't as bad as I made it out to be. I thought I saw two great
jerseys. No, the JP kind of running out of real estate, too. He's up to 82 pitches now through four innings. So
there you go.
He's got to get some outs here.
But the Astros, they wrap this one up, and then they go on the road for two series. And I said this coming into the break. I tease this. This is a defining moment for Joe Espada for me, man. And look, I like the Espada hire. I knew there was going to come a time when we're going to compare him to Dusty Baker and AJ Hinch and everybody else. It happens every time you hire a new manager. And that's all fine. I personally don't like to get too much into all the comparisons because each man is his own. I loved the hire of Joe Espada simply because, I liked his communication. I like how transparent he was. But when I heard him say, this train is already moving, all I got to do is keep it on the tracks. I thought that was needed to be priority number one for Crane and company when they decided who they were going to bring. You didn't need a strong personality to come in here and beat his chest. And the Astro way was, at least this is my belief, Sean, the Astro way was already in place. The chemistry, the experience, the clubhouse. It was just a matter of keeping this thing on the tracks and having somebody to manage the show, right? And I'm not out on Joe Espada. I like Joe Espada. But one thing I've noticed, Sean, is at some point in time, and it's come sooner rather than later because the Astros right now are sitting at fifth in the West, and they're at 6-13. It's that time has come sooner rather than later. At some time, my man's going to have to be critical of the team. I'm not saying he's going to go out there and Yordan Alvarez and Diaz and Penn and point guys out and point fingers. And I'm not saying that, right? Let me give you a little example. Right, last night the Astros, they got shut out until the ninth inning, a meaningless Tucker home run, and then I think it was Pena doubled in Dubon after a bloop single or something, right? So the score ended up 6-2, but the game was the Astros. It was not a good night at the plate, right?
Yeah, last night more times than not this season it hadn't been.
Well, the Astros almost like been feast or famine. It's been like eight or 10 runs or two or three, right? Mm-hmm. They've really struggled. Anyway, it didn't matter. It's not into what I think the lineup did look like or didn't like or you it's the way that Espada to me how he addressed the struggles at the plate last night. And this I'm going to be honest with you. This left a bad taste in my mouth. Here's Joe Espada talking about the starter for the Braves, Lopez, last night and the trouble that he gave the Astros.
His changeup was really good. And then he threw some sliders that, you know, our history with him is just only being like one inning. He comes in throwing the fastball slider. But today he pitched. He changed speeds. He kept us off balance. We just couldn't do anything. We couldn't get anything, going.
I don't know, is it me? Am I wrong? Tell me if I'm wrong here, Sean, but like that sounds like excuses for me. Like the whole, we've only seen him in one inning spurts and he pitched today. Man, you're the Astros. Man, you've got, now look, your lineup, and look, I understand I get a little out on my skis every now and then and talk about this being one of the best. They're not on the level of a handful of teams in the league right now. Top to bottom, I don't think this lineup is, but they should be. You look at that at the damn Dodgers and the Yankees and the Braves, and I mean these guys are. Anyway, it's not the point. The point is
they're close.
You're the Astros. You have been the best franchise in baseball over the last 7-8 years.
Mm-hmm.
You've got one of the best lineups in baseball. I think that's fair to say. Like at some point in time, Joe Espada is going to have to say it's not about this Lopez cat. Who we've only seen for one inning. At some point, he's going to have to say, hey, man, we've got to swing the bat better.
Yeah.
We've got to get better at bats. We've got to get more production with runners in scoring position. Let me throw this number out there at you real quick, Sean. Let me throw this number at you. The Astros have been outscored 27-4. That's including the two meaningless runs last night. The Astros have been outscored 27-4 in the last two innings this season. Not including this game. Obviously, we're not there yet. In the eighth and ninth inning combined, the Astros have been outscored 27-4. Now, there's two things there. There's two problems there. One, that tells you your closer, your 7, 8, 9 guys, pitchers, ain't been worth a damn. Right? But it also tells you.
Which is correct.
It also tells you your lineup isn't producing when the game's on the line and when it matters the most. Four runs in the eighth and ninth inning all year long. And again, that's including the two bull jive runs that they got last night.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, and you're talking about Lopez? You're talking about Lopez, a guy that's pitched one inning, and last night, boy, he really pitched. He really mixed things up. Your lineup has produced four runs in the eighth and ninth inning all year long, and it's one of the best lineups in baseball. At some point in time, Joe Espada is going to have to put his foot down and be critical of this lineup, and really of the rotation, the bullpen, and anybody that's not handling their business.
You've been involved in 6 games this season where it's been decided by 2 runs or fewer. You've lost 5 of those games.
There it is.
You're the Astros. So what you're saying, the point you're making about that late inning offense, that clutch gene, the gene that we've seen this ball club have pretty routinely over the course of the last 7 years. In fact, I want to say it was last year or the year before where it was at an astronomical rate. Like the Astros, they were waiting until like the 6th and 7th inning to do anything offensively. They were one of the very best in baseball at scoring runs late, come from behind wins. I think they've only got 2 of those this season. It's the offense has not reciprocated good pitching. The offense has not picked up poor pitching,
right,
and vice versa. I think the Astros, as you say, need Espada to be more critical. I don't know that I'm necessarily with you there 19, 20 games into the season, but what I am waiting for is a very loud, clear, and succinct voice, an experienced one, to stand up and say something and lead by example. His name is Alex Bregman. I don't know that that's necessarily happened or hasn't happened,
yeah,
but that's the one guy that I would look to do that with and to hear from that could get through a tough time, because he personally has had to do it almost every damn year during his entire 8-9 MLB career so far.
Sean, I wouldn't be disappointed at all. That's why I'm saying this is an Espada moment, because I don't believe that the voice of that player is going to be. Espada talks. He talks to the media and to the team every single day. There's no need to make special effort. No, you're there. That at some point in time, he's going to have to be more critical of these guys. I'm just talking about from a leadership, from an alpha standpoint. At some point in time, you've got to put your foot down and be a little bit more serious than just making excuses. And maybe in his mind, it's early.
They are lacking an X factor, though.
Look,
they are. And you know what the common denominator that's been here that is not here this year is that calming influence of Dusty Baker.
There's no doubt. The comp is there. That is real. No question, man. All right, nothing turns me on in the offseason. Nothing turns me on in the offseason, other than my wife, quite like
TMI.
Uniform changes. Never too much information. Uniform changes, y'all. The Texans' official 2024 unis are dropping next Tuesday. Where are you at right now? You already got a sneak peek. Where are you at right now? 713-572-4610. Are you excited? Do you like it? Can you not wait? Do you think it's going to blow our mind? Do you think it's going to disappoint? Where are you at with these Texans unis? I absolutely cannot wait. We'll catch you up and discuss next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Rock and roll, meow.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Ron Hughley is out. Sean Bajani is in.
Dude, this song is my jam right here.
Yeah, that's one of them right there now. If that one right, if you don't bob your head to that one right there, we can't drink a beer together.
Good job,
or
T.
Or anything else for that matter, to be honest with you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you.
He knows how to spin it.
Yeah, he can do that. All right, next Tuesday, them Texans are dropping. They're dropping the unis, boys. And I'm going to be honest with you. There's not much in the offseason that turns me on like a good uni drop. we're doing new uni. I saw the Jets.
That, too, makes you football horny.
Oh, absolutely. Right. I mean, there is no question. There is nothing better. Now, there's nothing worse than when you do it bad, when you do it wrong, when you try something that just doesn't quite hit the mark. And there's nothing better than when you tweak some things, change some things, and it hits the nail on the head, and it is absolutely beautiful. There's nothing better. So the Texans are dropping theirs Tuesday. We've already got a little sneak peek. Let's go around the room and check here. How did you feel about the ones that were leaked, the jerseys that were leaked that Cal McNair went ahead and put out on Reddit and said he's going to beat the leak?
You know, they weren't ugly. It's just they weren't that much different. The original models or whatever before they actually got to see Nico and Tank,
right?
You know, and theirs, that was pretty lame. But they weren't very different. I mean, they had like the little horn thing on the shoulders kind of going on with the whites. It's cool. The way that they've been hyping this up, that's what you just said is absolutely true. If you're going to hype it up so much, you can't have it fall flat. And leak or not leak, I mean, you kind of expect the leak. That's part of the anticipation. It's just you wish the leak would have been like, whoa! Instead, it was like, what the? is this legit? I thought it was a joke. I thought it was somebody joking because that model was standing in front of a half-painted, like kind of a, it looked like they were in like the parking garage.
Looked like they were in a garage somewhere.
Yeah, and so
they were in a warehouse. Looked like they were in a warehouse somewhere.
Somebody spooked. Look, somebody bought like some discount Texan unis at Walmart.
Right. Yeah, look, the way that all came down was awful, right? I thought Cal McNair did a great job of going ahead and releasing the white uniforms. I'll be honest with you, I absolutely love the white uniform.
The whites are nice, especially with the sleeves to kind of set it off.
Come on, man. I like small accents that land hard. You know what I mean? That land heavy. Those the little bullhorns.
Yeah.
On the sleeves, the Houston written across the chest. The limited amount of red that is in this particular uniform, where you didn't just try to throw evenly three colors together and give everybody their own percentage. It was literally just like the name, the Houston across the chest, the piping around the numbers, and I think there is a stripe on the side of the pant that I didn't really care for, but that's all the red that's in the uniform itself. I thought they did a hell of a job with this version. I thought they did a tremendous job with this version.
The extra stuff makes it pop. The sleeves, it's just, if you're looking at the jersey itself, the pants itself, it's like, meh, okay, whatever. It's not much different. But like the guys, that's what they do. They add the sleeves on the arms, you know, the high socks, all this and that. It just makes it look better. I need to see the alternate jerseys or whatever that H-Town blue jersey is supposed to be, however they did it. I didn't get a chance to go to that little 30-minute release thing they did.
I didn't go to that one either.
You were getting off of a show.
It was during our show.
Yeah, it was. Good point. It was during our show.
So we didn't get a chance to
appreciate that, Omar. Appreciate that schedule.
I know people that did go, and I've forced them to tell me what they saw. And according to one individual who you and I both know, got a good report from them, and they said they did it right. It's gonna freaking pop.
That had to be Sean.
No, they don't. They don't work here anymore.
Oh, they don't work here anymore. Oh, I got you. I got you.
They don't work here anymore, and they don't play for them anymore.
I mean, here's the deal. I gotta believe that the jerseys that we've seen are gonna be like, there's gonna be another color of those jerseys, right? And you hit the nail on the head of how do they incorporate the H-Town blue?
Mm-hmm.
How do they incorporate the H? I love the H that they've been using that's on the hats and on the shirts that they gave us. And I love that. How do they incorporate that?
I could be wrong, but I feel like Doug Vosick has said this a number of times over the course of the last year, talking about like coming up with that age. And remember, right. We took part in, saying what we liked and what we didn't like about their options that they made available to us. And that's not replacing the Texan logo, like, the bull, the horns, the Texas flag kind of a thing. That's not replacing it. It's going to be kind of an alternate, like, smaller logo to it. So I don't know that that H is actually incorporated on the jersey outside of maybe it's just going to be other merchandising, like T-shirts and hats and jackets and this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
If they did incorporate it in some small way, I mean, I wouldn't hate it per se. I just don't think that needs to be a big part of it. What people care about now, because if we're being honest, the new jerseys, the home and the road jerseys that were leaked, in my opinion, I felt like that was kind of met with a pretty big meh, because it wasn't different. What needs to freaking hit, because they've hyped it up so much, is that H-Town blue uniform or whatever they're going to do with the battle red to get that like pearl, like that shiny red helmet going to match. That's what's got to hit. If that doesn't match, then it falls flat, and then it's like, man, what are we doing here? Yeah, we built this crap up for a year and a half.
I'm telling you, it's going to be interesting because there's been a big buildup. I mean, Hannah and Cal, I saw them on one of the TV stations the other day talking about it, about how
does this count as us being on your show?
No, Hannah, it doesn't. You don't get credit every time I mention your name. But you're more than welcome. We'd love to have you anytime. We're wide open until 6 today or any
coming by
any,
next week, I heard.
Yeah, coming by next week. Not during our time slot. Appreciate that, Omar.
But they're bringing free crap.
Oh yeah, I love that. No question about it. But yeah, there's been a lot of push. There's been a lot of hype. There's been a lot of fan involvement, media involvement, which obviously grows the bubble, right?
Yeah.
And what is that? How do you, when it all comes time to unveil it, what does it look like, man? It's going to be, I'm stoked about it. Next Tuesday, it's going to be, I mean.
Let me tell you what it needs to look like.
I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. What it needs to look like.
It needs to look, this is how it needs to hit. This is
I like this Johnny right here.
That we need to have in
He's
this studio,
ladies and gentlemen.
Tyler needs to have in this studio. I'm confident that it will hit. It needs to be an FU to the Tennessee Titans, to Amy Adams Strunk. It needs to hit more like that than one in which they'd maybe gotten bent over by the NFL and said, you can't incorporate too much of the H-Town blue. You're lucky you're even allowed to call it H-Town blue. It's really Columbia blue and all that crap. It needs to look like the Texans are giving the double rods right back to the Tennessee Titans and Amy Adams Strunk.
Yeah, I think that would be a tough one to pull off. And I'm not talking about, like, I don't know how Cal feels about it, but I believe if Hannah had four middle fingers, she'd throw them up. But there's
I think they can get it done.
They may get it done. I just don't think the league is real interested in letting that become a pissing match, if you will, between Houston and Tennessee. We'll see. We'll see how it all comes out in the wash.
Yeah, I mean, I know they don't want to fan the flames and have a lawsuit.
But to your point, I do believe that a big percentage of the fan base is expecting what you just said. It doesn't matter if the color was pink, right? Mm-hmm. It's not about the color, right? It's about the big FU. It's about the way in which the Adams family's dealt with it, the way in which the Titans have dealt with it, that it just happens to be that blue because that's who the Oilers were, and damn it, it's ours.
Yeah, I don't need the little H-Town blue shoulder thing. I need that H-Town blue to be like the outline of the number and have it pop. Like, everybody's going to see that because you look at dude's numbers. That needs to pop on the number. And then if they threw a little bit on a helmet, he had the little H-Town blue somewhere on the helmet too, like maybe the stripe down the middle, like the old Oilers, or you popped it around the bowl, like that would be, to me, in my opinion, as close as you could possibly get to, boom, FU, double rods, Tennessee Titans.
Hey, look, I hope you're right, man. I like your passion about the unis. We're both in a beautiful spot there.
Do it.
I absolutely love it, man. Next Tuesday, it's happening. I don't know if you're going to like it. I don't know if you're gonna hate it, but either way it goes, it's gonna move you one direction.
If it stinks, I'll get my wife to like redo it. She's a pretty good she's pretty good on the cricket, you know. She could probably find that color and help him out a little
the
bit.
The final wardrobe, the final Texans wardrobe will be released next Tuesday. We'll be in it. Tyler, are you going?
I'm going.
You amped about it or
I'm
what?
I'm amped.
Okay.
For more than one reason.
Yeah.
Might get into that later this week, but I'm pumped.
You're gonna get into some drinks too, ain't you? They serve some
Oh, if they have drinks there, yes.
Oh, there ain't no doubt. There's no doubt about that. By the way, the Astros are up 3-2. Bregman actually just—I saw him single in Altuve, and then how'd they get the third one?
And then as if my computer would update.
Big Tuck. That's right, Tuck doubled down the right field line, didn't he?
Tuck, yes.
Yep, Tuck RBI double.
There it is, boy. I tell you, man. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We got the big three at threes up next. And boy, do we got some big news on the Astros front. We got some good news. Reinforcements are coming. Keep it tuned right here on Sports Radio 610. You don't want to miss this next.
Spring is a time of renewal. So why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.